Let's go head over to the dock. We got feel good. We got feel bad. Now with the same amount of bad news. We got pretty sure this is bad. Feeling uncertain. Feeling like science.
Which one feels the most built up at this time?
I don't know. What's this one? To be filed.
Okay. Let's do a to be filed.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's a real wild card.
Yeah, it is. Let's just go for it. This one is postapocalypticmedia.com. So this one is written by Stephanie. The dark, disturbing reason why Bigelow sold Skinwalker Ranch. September 2nd, 2023. I think it's still relevant.
It's only two and a half years old.
Yeah.
I think we're good. Yeah. We've done further back.
Yeah, exactly. Skinwalker Ranch is not only the source of mysterious phenomena and UFOs, but it's also been at the center of a heavily funded federal government investigation that's still classified to this day. I never heard that before. Maybe I didn't read the second book, so I wouldn't know that. Brandon Fugel purchased the ranch in April 2016 and revealed in a recent interview that Robert Bigelow had a dark, disturbing reason for selling the ranch and stepping away from Skinwalker research. Bigelow himself confirmed the rumors in a recent interview last month.
Wait, was the rumor that it was for a dark reason and he just said yes?
Probably. Let's see what Stephanie has to say.
Okay.
Fugel shared stories about the ranch during an August 2023 multi-hour interview with the Sean Ryan Show on YouTube. During the
Why does the Sean Ryan Show keep coming up? I have never heard of it.
Where did it come up before? I've seen, previously.
It's somebody I'm building a script for keeps coming up on that show.
That's a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
I always love it when things start showing up that you never heard of before.
Like that guy with the unfiltered podcast. What was it? Glizengo or something like that?
Glengmeyer Leisinger? Or something? I don't know.
But yeah.
Well, maybe you'll find out.
Back to back.
Maybe you'll find out once you do your research. Find out about Sean Ryan. It'll be a weird part of the episode, I'm sure. During the interview, he revealed how he acquired the ranch and why Robert Bigelow, the former owner, had decided to sell it. Around 1:21 in the interview, Fugel shared that before acquiring Skinwalker Ranch, he had worked with a young tech mogul in 2009 to 2010 who had UFO encounters and thought he had discovered technology that could enable anti-gravity. Fugel devoted resources to ultimately debunking the claim. Through the experience, I developed relationships with a team of science advisors that, unbeknownst to me, were simultaneously advising an elusive billionaire out of Las Vegas named Robert Bigelow, he shared. After he ended the anti-gravity project in 2013, two of Fugel's science advisors approached and asked if he would like to meet with Bigelow about Skinwalker Ranch. Fugel said he made sure the science advisors knew that he was a skeptic who just concluded a project where they had debunked core claims using scientific rigor. They were okay with that. So he flew to Las Vegas to meet with Bigelow. Bigelow's facility is the closest thing to a James Bond villain lair I've ever seen. I like that they say villain.
Well, I think you have to.
Yeah.
Like, James Bond's lair is not like
that's
that.
That's true. Yeah, but like you
Does
could...
Does he even have a lair?
Not in the James Bond universe, but you could say something else, not like a villain's lair.
Like a bat cave, per se?
Implying that he's... Yeah, exactly. Implying that he's, like, not a good billionaire.
Well, Chelsea, those two words don't go together.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the position of the podcast.
Yeah, I do understand that, but Batman...
Batman doesn't exist, and...
Yes, he does.
There's a very good argument out there that he's the whole reason that supervillains exist in that society.
I'm curious as to why, but we only have so many times.
He creates the socioeconomic problems through the hoarding of his wealth that create the larceny and general villainy in the society.
Wow, I never thought about this about Batman before.
And instead of, you know, funding social programs, he beats them up at night wearing a mask.
Huh. I'm seeing Batman in a whole new light. Not that I ever really watch Batman. I do know of him, though. Fugel said that he... No, villain lair. He joked. It's an incredible facility. I mean, huge buildings that house full-size space stations and space habitats. They're doing the material science and the life safety testing and engineering. The transaction for the ranch was completely private. What the hell? Those two didn't seem to, like, lead to one another. He was not...
Why wouldn't it be private? What, like, the only other option from that is the government buys it. Yeah. I didn't see them buying it.
Yeah, this is a weird... Is this an interview? Yeah, it's an interview. He was not putting the property up on the market for sale, Fugle clarified. This was a very private transaction, private dialogue, okay. And I told him I would acquire the property as long as my identity would be kept confidential. But here we are doing this interview.
I think what they're basically saying is there was no open house.
Yeah, like it wasn't up for sale. He was just like, I'll give
no,
it
to the you. Realtor wasn't sitting on it, coming up with a game plan for like a month and saying, okay, nobody's really kicking the tires. Robbie, can we have like... Just do an open house every other weekend for a while.
Yeah, we really have to work this one. I worked with legal counsel to structure the entities that would shield my identity. I mean, it's just getting weirder. They closed on the property April 2016.
Okay, so 7 years before this interview. Okay, so he had secrecy for a while at least.
For a while at least. And now it's full disclosure. Fugle said he was surprised at the shape the ranch was in when he bought it. The septic system wasn't working, there were no fiber optic connectivity, and reports were simply transmitted by fax. For the first few months, he worked with Thomas Winterton and Jim Morris to just build out the infrastructure. Fugle said that when he acquired the ranch, he thought he would be finding prosaic explanations for all the mysterious phenomena. He was quickly proven wrong and later decided to no longer hide his identity as the ranch owner. Bigelow was interested in selling Skinwalker Ranch because he was moving on to other interests, including working with SpaceX, Fugle shared. But he later learned...
Oh, so he was bored.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, like, this guy's really beating around the bush. But he later learned that there is more to the billionaire's desire to leave the property behind. At around 2:17 into the video... Fugle elaborated on what he learned. Mr. Bigelow was actively engaged with growing his aerospace company and he says and twice, and jumping into the private space race, Fugle said. And the ranch...
maybe he did. We don't know for sure.
Yeah, to a degree, it had faded. At the time, I was led to believe that it was simply because Mr. Bigelow was just buried, very busy with getting his P modules and his space habitats up in orbit and ultimately on the moon of Mars, which I believe is true. But there was more. But also, I've learned he ascribed negative events afflicting his family to really his owner of the ranch, Fugle said. Mr. Bigelow blamed the ranch for dark, disturbing events that happened in their lives, and it's not my story to tell. It's been told by others in the media and advisors, but owning the ranch was not a positive experience for him. When Fugle asked to get access to some of the data Bigelow had acquired while studying the property with the government, Bigelow said no.
I just find it very odd that the paranormal, or whatever you want to call high strangeness, respects property rights that we created.
Yeah.
Because he's not saying that this happened while he was at the ranch. He's saying, like, his family was just generally afflicted with a curse of some kind due to owning it.
Yep, yeah. You didn't know that?
In fee simple ownership.
Didn't you study that in law school?
Yeah, how curses pass with land.
Yep.
It's supposed to naturally flow with the land. It's considered an attachment.
Yeah. He said, well, I'm selling the property on an as-is basis. I'm not willing to turn over any data. And apparently all the curses that go with it, Fugle recalled. Not only that, I just added that in.
Wait.
I can't tell you that's a quote. That was me.
Okay.
Not only because the ranch was part of a Pentagon-funded black budget program. Yeah.
But what if the curse was attached to the research?
That's true.
I feel like Bigelow didn't think this through.
Yeah. That's true. That's a really good point. But Bigelow might be a little bit of an idiot. So not only because the ranch was part of a Pentagon-funded black budget program between 2007 and 2013, but he went on to say that he felt that he wanted to keep that private. And I agreed. I didn't push. I asked respectfully, and I respected his response. That's fucking far enough on this.
Yeah.
And I do believe the second Skinwalker book is called Skinwalker Ranch at the Pentagon or something. So I'm led to believe that it's mostly about that Pentagon-funded black budget program. However, I did not read it, so it's all hearsay.
I haven't read it either. Is it even the same authors?
I have no idea. I could not even guess at that. It might be.
And I know there's a Skinwalker Ranch TV show, and it's a far swing from the actual, like, first book. It's almost like it's created its own franchise in the high strangeness.
Oh, yeah. Lore. Those paranormal shows are absolutely shit. Skinwalker Ranch, however, great book. Love that book. Never got into the TV show and never read the second book. So here we are at the end of the mini.
I kind of feel like even if he was telling the story on the, what, Sean Ryan show, it doesn't sound very real.
No.
It kind of sounds like, I don't know, Bigelow being a weird eccentric billionaire made some sort of weird allusion or comment that he, like, drew weird meaning from.
Probably.
But hey, you guys got 48 hours. I'm not going to go listen to it. You guys go do it.
Yeah,
tell me.
Yeah, go do it. Tell us.
Go do it.
Thanks.
Anyhow, bye. We do enough work. Bye.
Yeah, bye.